In Arizona, the effort to secure the Mexican border is running up against the rights of U.S. citizens. The federal government is installing the first radar and camera towers in the virtual wall known as the Secure Border Initiative Network. And as NPR's Ted Robbins reports, people in one Arizona town are not happy about where the towers are going.
There was a lot of gavel banging last night at the Aravaca Community Center. Mostly to stop the crowd of about 50 residents from interrupting a panel of Border Patrol officials and managers from the Boeing Corporation.
You know, you guys lied to us about Iraq.
The officials, including the Border Patrol's Tom King, came to explain why a 98-foot tower had been erected on the edge of town a week ago.
Now, what this has on top of it is a radar, a daytime camera, and a nighttime camera.
Nine towers are strung along a 28-mile stretch of the desert, a stretch that at times sees thousands of illegal crossings daily. The government admitted last year that it couldn't stop the traffic, so it hired Boeing to come up with a solution that includes fences, vehicle barriers, and the high-tech towers. The fences and barriers are on the border, but Aravaca is 11 miles north of the border. The tower is on a hill next to the town. Residents like Mary Scott say the location is not only ineffective, the cameras and radar will invade Aravaca's privacy.
When you stand on that hill, all you see are citizens. You see our town site, and you don't see any of the places the illegals travel. Okay? You can't see them.
Ma'am, the engineers of Boeing have chosen that place. I don't know why it's there.
A Boeing manager told the meeting that the site was chosen using computer modeling of the terrain. He did not say that the concept is to build fences in places where crossers can disappear quickly into a city or onto a highway. The virtual fence, the towers, are put where agents have time to track crossers. As to whether this tower is in the right place, Tom King reminded the crowd that it's a test.
If they need to move it, we'll move it. But if they don't, I'm afraid it'll probably stay there.
The people of Aravaca, by their own admission, are pretty sensitive. They've endured years of illegal immigrants and drug traffickers crossing their land, plus hundreds of Border Patrol agents giving chase. So this crowd of ranchers, farmers, and artists knows the problem. And resident Phil Benoit says the SBI net, even if it works, isn't going to halt illegal immigration. Only fair wages at home, he says, will do that.
I mean, the only way to stop people from coming over is to stop their motivation. And that's by getting rid of the corrupt Mexican government. And, of course, that's not going to happen until we get rid of the corrupt one here.
In this case, it might have been easier to gain these folks' trust if the government had given them more than 4 days' notice of their plans. The Border Patrol's Mark Rios says that was the biggest mistake here.
You can't make up for doing your community relations in advance of your deployment schedule. That's my honest opinion.
It's a lesson resident Phil Benoit says the Border Patrol and Boeing need to learn. 68 more towers are scheduled to go up along the U.S.-Mexican border as part of the multi-billion-dollar SBI net by the end of next year.
I mean, that's not just Aravaca. That's a lot of other places. A lot more people start need to becoming concerned.
The 28-mile SBI net test is scheduled to come online in southern Arizona in mid-June. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.